Okay. Well, hey guys, we're wrapping up our trip. It is.
It's indeed recording. It's fine. I trust it. You know, verify.
You didn't trust me.
I hit record. You, I trust the camera.
Okay. I hit record. No, we're wrapping up. As you can see, we're decked out. We're a little bit decked out.
I got my U17.
Is that a youth?
That's what I was trying to tell you when we left the store. It was.
You did not tell. You said, "Oh, look, they have other sizes," and I was like, "Okay, this one fits fine." Look, we're in our youth. We're in our youth, and I'm happy about that. But no, we had an awesome dinner to kind of wrap up the things that we did.
We're back in Rome. We were away from Rome for 4 days, and now we're back in Rome, and just finishing up our trip here on the Tyrrhenian Sea.
Is that what it is?
It's spelled Tiber. Tyrrhenian.
Oh.
The Tiber River.
But the place is called Tiber.
Sure. It's called the Tiber River.
I didn't study my geography here.
Which flows into the Tyrrhenian Sea, which is sort of like connected.
It is amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome.
I think there's like a bittersweetness of like, all right, we gotta get back and
do what? What are we getting back to?
It's gonna be 70s. It's gonna be in the 70s.
No. Like life.
Like life.
What are you looking forward to on Monday?
Hustle and bustle.
What are you looking forward to on Monday?
I'm missing the hustle and the bustle. I want to run to my bus stop and run to my office and. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do any of that. But there is a little bit of like, yeah, I'm gonna miss waking up when I want to and like. Living life by the beat of my own drum. And I hate the fact that I just said that, but it's true. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss being like, hey, look, I want baguettes. I just want croissants.
This is not a baguette country. That's fine, though.
The place we went to literally had baguettes on the menu. Am I wrong?
I mean, you're not wrong, but you're kind of like mixing Italian.
So, fine. We'll go to Nice next, okay? Fine. Sue me. I got French on the mind, okay?
Point.
No, but the point is, there's a laid backness here. Like we talked about,
yeah.
You know, Florida. We frequent Florida. Okay, some people might have their feelings and thoughts about that. I don't really give a damn what you think about that. I love going to Florida because I love the sunshine. I don't care what that little man is doing in the office. I really don't. He does not bother me. He's not affect my life.
DeSantis?
Just got to get that off my chest. No, because people are always like, oh, Florida. Oh, you're gonna go there and they're racist. And I'm like. Y'all, people in Chicago are racist. Have you ever been to certain streets and been like, yep, I should take my ass home? Like, that happens here too, so I don't want to hear it. But no, like, I really truly think that we liked Florida because, well, we like Florida, we still do, because it's, like, got that laid back atmosphere and that vibe. But this is, like, laid back for Florida.
Yeah, this is a European laid back. Right, Italians are known to be the laid back, and I think that I'd like to carry that back to Chicago, but it's, you know, it's also admittedly you're a product of your culture, right? So the people here have grown up with this. They've grown up with like I was looking at the work schedules. I think when you're in the public sector here, you work from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's kind of nice.
But Monday through Saturday, so you work 6 days a week.
That's kind of not nice.
And then in the private life, you work from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., which is 10-hour days. But they take, like, a two-hour lunch, and you, like, often have wine during lunch, supposedly. So, you know, it's like...
It makes the day go by a little
Never thought about having wine at lunch, but, you know.
We might implement that with their icebox.
No, but in all seriousness, I think you brought it best is, like, the lifestyle. I think it's been an eye-opening for us. We've never been to Italy. You've never been to Europe. It's your first time in Europe. What did you think about Europe, the continent? Judging by by two countries, actually three countries. You were in Denmark, in the airport, which counts, and you were in the Vatican City, and then Italy. So you've been to three countries in Europe.
I mean, that's not how I count, but the Denmark airport was actually really nice. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to going back there. The kids loved it.
I'm looking forward to
family friendly. I was like, they have like a. Kid-friendly space at an airport?
I was jumping on that, trampoline, too.
Vatican, I think we talked about that already. Yeah. There's more I could say, but I'm not going to say more. But, no, I everyone who I've told that, you know, we're going to Italy for a week and a half or however long it's been.
10 days.
Everybody said, oh, it's going to be the best. You're going to love it. You're not going to want to leave. And at first I'm like, you guys are really hyping this up.
I was skeptical.
You're hyping it up. And I feel like, but the reality is, I don't think they hyped it up enough.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. There are things that I'm still used to. Like the amount of times I entered a bathroom and there was no soap and or toilet paper. What? Like, come on, attend the bathrooms. Like, that's all I'm asking. But other than that, it's like the food off the chain.
Off the chain.
Off the chain.
Well, Josh said it was on the chain a few times, but I know what he meant.
Well, he doesn't eat pasta, which is a shame. It's a shame.
The food was amazing. The drinks were great. My favorite thing was when I asked the waiter tonight, like, do you have any dry white wines? He's like, they're all dry. Also, I kind of like the tipping culture here. We talked about that last episode. But
I don't think so, no.
It's pretty awesome. I mean, you know how in, like, the U.S., and no offense to friends that are in the service industry, but come on. Starting at 20%, going up to... I've seen, like, things now they're, like, 20, yeah. 25, 28. I'm like, I need to, like, earn a living. Here, it's like, if you give them 5 or 10 euro at dinner, they're like, this is great. It's not expected because they actually earn a just wage here for
that's interesting. I mean, I think it's not the service workers themselves. It's our culture. Like, why are we not paying people enough? Like, you go sit at a restaurant, like, we like to eat out. We like nice food, like nice things. And the people who serve me, like, ever since I was a child, I always just thought, like, this person is not just serving me, but they probably have 5 other tables.
Easy.
5 other probably raunchy, ridiculous, annoying. No, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we've been out before, and I've seen people, and I'm like, can you just calm it down? Like, tone it down. Like, 5 or 10 notches.
I've been with people. It's like, and so after when, a few drinks, some people get obnoxious.
So obnoxious. And then I sit there and I'm like, this person, because I, though I, it was an ice cream shop, but it was a service-based industry. And you'd be surprised to help people got when it came to their ice cream. Yes. People take their ice cream very seriously. And I was, 16, 17 years old at the time. And I learned a lot in that short amount of time that I work there because a lot's demanded of you.
Yeah.
You have to not only take the order, make the order, go serve the order, and then clean up the order. Mm-hmm. And then when everything's done, you're cleaning and you're not getting out of there for another hour and a half, 2 hours. And that was an ice cream shop. So I always kind of took that mentality and I thought, man, people who are working in restaurants, you know, picking up sticky ice cream, that's one thing, but going back and forth to get ketchup because, you don't like ketchup. My kid doesn't eat mustard. Can you take the mustard back? I don't like cheese on my cheeseburger, and it's melted in all of my cheese. It's like, I couldn't do that. And so, I don't know, when I go out to eat, I try to make it as seamless and, like, stress-free as possible for the person serving our table.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like onions, like, raw onions on my food, but you know what? I'm not going to be like, can you take the onions off? Because you know what? I'm a grown-ass woman. I can take the onions off.
Yeah.
It's
you have two
not
hands.
Difficult.
You have 2 hands.
Just let them go place the order. Now, if it comes out completely wrong, that's different. But even then, it's like when you put into context what's going through that person's mind, they have to look happy. That's the first thing. They have to look like they're happy, look like they want their job. Look like they're ready to serve you when they've probably been on their feet for 5 or 6 hours already. Probably got cussed out, probably haven't gotten tips because they forgot salt. I don't know. When you put it all into play, people who like serve you food, it is a tough job. And so I feel like we don't treat it as such. We treat it as like, well, do your job. That's your job. You should be feeding me. It's like, well, you're not the ancient Romans. I don't have to hand feed you. Actually.
But if you were the ancient Romans, I think
you'd have like 10,000 slaves.
This one would want to get hand fed. This one would have infinite slaves.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
If given the opportunity, No. You laugh because, you know, it's ridiculous to think of it now, but like back in the day, like shit, if I was born to a wealthy family, you think I'm putting my own shoes on?
I mean, here's the thing with this one. This one over here. This one.
Which one?
Cleopatra. I'll be Hannibal. No.
No, he was the bad guy.
I gotta think of like one of the Brits. Because you're like Cleopatra, you're African, and I'm like, what? Because
not in the movie. In the movie, she was white.
A lot of Roman Empire. Yeah, that was in the 50s. That was wrong. She was from Egypt. She wasn't white. They had Elizabeth Taylor play Cleopatra. That was a sad.
Okay. Nobody would have known. People didn't read books, apparently.
I'm trying to think of one of the. My point is, we're going way off topic here. We'll say we're going to dive deep into Roman history. The next couple podcasts, I think people are going to hear a lot of Roman history from us. It's going to be kind of annoying. But I can't wait to dive into Roman history.
I'll save you guys.
Oh,
I'll try to make it not so. But here's the thing, like, there is a lot to know. Like, I have so many questions.
Down there. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's a party happening downstairs, by the way.
I can't wait to crash.
We're not going to crash it. We totally look like tourists.
We're like, hey, we're not.
Hey.
We're from
look
we're
at
from,
us.
We're from Italia. Italia.
No, when you ordered those French fries today, Bob.
These kids and this wife of mine.
No. It's not us.
It is.
You ordered Papa Time?
I am trying to be polite.
No. He said Papa Time. Time. T-I-N-E. In Italian.
Palatine. It was Palatine fries.
What?
Palatine.
The word for French fry.
Said Palatine. Did I read it wrong?
Is it
Papatine?
That's what I would say. Just to be on the same
I
side.
Said Palatine.
I would say that on the same
I said
side.
Palatine. Like Palatine, the suburb in Chicago.
I know what you said. And I was like,
you know what?
Is that how they say it?
I think.
I didn't know if that's how they said it.
I think.
What you think?
I think you're being quite rude.
You said I would have slaves. He said this out to a black woman. He said he told me as a black woman.
Back in the day.
That I would have had slaves.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Back in
that's,
the day.
So I'm rude?
There were black Roman emperors. You could have had slaves. You could have been a Roman empire.
That's true. And I probably would have. But that's not the point.
And the slaves back then, wasn't it? Like,
no, they were educators. They actually, what I was reading today.
That didn't mean their lives were. I mean, American slaves also, they had their slaves do everything too.
No, America still has slaves. We just call them waitresses.
Come full circle. I mean.
We call them a lot of other things. Janitor. Service man. On the street picking up trash. Prisoner. We call them a lot of things here. In America.
Housewife.
Maid. Okay. But in all seriousness, slavery's bad. We don't. It's a no-no. But in the ancient times, it was a yes-yes.
It was a yes-yes?
Yeah, if you were sorry, oops, your mom was a slave, now you're a slave, oops.
Mm.
It's kind of not the best logic.
The craziest story about Rome will is their origin story. I didn't know this until.
Romulus and Remus, those guys.
Romulus and Remus, yeah. So Romulus, they're twin brothers.
Which that's debatable, by the way.
It's not a real story, it's like a legend. But they were twin brothers, and they got left somewhere for dead. And a big wolf woman, they started sucking her teats, you know, to stay alive. The big wolf woman, right? Like the wolf.
Yes.
Not a woman, like a wolf.
Oh, he said sucking
although,
the teats.
There are some people who think that actually was a prostitute, right? Because the Latin term for, like, prostitute is very similar to wolf. It's interesting. It's another thing.
Oh, so it's like Cinderella with the glass slipper. It was supposed to be fur, but
yes,
the interpretation was.
I got so excited, I started coughing. Story is captivating to me. But anyways, so one of the brothers, because he didn't want to, like, rule with his brother, like, he just killed him.
Oh, dang. This is like Cain and Abel.
And so, yeah. Actually, they did compare. There's other origin stories where, like, two brothers, one kills each other. It's like a way to describe why people have feuds ongoing. And so.
Interesting.
In Rome, basically, people, the historians, say that, like, that ancient origin story of, like, a brother killing a brother to be the empire, the king of Rome, is, like, a symbol for just all the civil, you know, war and atrocities and killings they've had over centuries. And if that's your origin story, though, it's, like, our country started by, like, a brother killing a brother to be in charge. That's got to put a unique perspective into your mind. Like, we are, we win at all costs. We will fight
to the death.
Yeah, if I'm going to kill family, I sure as hell will kill siblings.
How old were these brothers when this supposed feud happened? Because the image that you see of these five. Two little boys.
I'm just kidding. Boy kings. Toddler kings.
The images, because the one luxury store that we walked into, they had the image of the she-wolf with the two brothers.
I love it a wolf woman.
The she-wolf.
She-wolf.
But they were literal like babies. So I'm wondering, like, okay, so that's the image.
I'm thinking if you're drinking wolf milk, you probably grew up quick.
Or they had to be super desperate, too. Like, this thing could either chop our heads off or I'm going to suck that titty. It's like one of two options. Just imagine
being so bold, like, looking at the wolf in the face and be like, let me suck that tit.
You know what? I think they should go back and retell the story. The first brother to put his mouth on
this is getting weird. But isn't that what they suck the tit?
He should have been the king.
They that's what they do. They suck the tod, the tit.
Tot.
Tit.
Teat.
Teat. Teat.
Teat is more.
Teat sounds so much petite. Better.
Teat is petite, and I think we should.
Well, here's the thing. It's just all this imagery in my mind. I'm seeing these little naked little boys with the wolf.
It's very weird.
It's like.
But you know, for them, it was like, that's just a child.
Also, a lot of naked statues here. A lot of just.
You know, to be honest with you, I haven't noticed it that much. I really haven't. My eyes don't be going over there.
I've seen it both sexes. I've seen some naked women. Uh-huh. A few of the men's. This was especially when we were at the forum in Rome. It was. They liked the naked body then.
At the but forum?
I did read somewhere that, like, something about the phallic symbols, Ben, you know. There was a restaurant we had yesterday that was amazing.
Did you get a picture of that?
Yeah, I did. That should be our picture for this episode, is the anchovy guy. However, their logo for the restaurant was a fisherman. Let me just sort of show it.
I don't know if you should.
For those listening on the podcast.
You guys get to see us finally, so.
I'm pointing for my midsection, right?
Oh, boy.
I'm fishing.
I'm looking to see if this is visible.
Is it? Good.
It's kind of visible.
Think if I have a fish.
No, you can stay where you at.
Fishing rod right here, okay?
Nope, we don't need to.
And the fishing rod is protruding from my midsection about 20 or 30 feet out.
And then there's a fish. Like.
On my fishing rod. Kind of like,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. The mouth.
If you're going to go there, go there.
And I'm not going to go there with you because you're not a fish. You're a woman. It's not weird if it's a fish. If it's a woman, then it's sexual. But it's just
got it.
My so rod is out
fishes,
there.
Fishes.
And so my hunch is the rod coming from his midsection, which looks like a phallic.
Well, it's not really
symbol.
The midsection. It's like the below the.
It's sacral, the part where I urinate.
The genitals.
Yeah. And so my thought is that logo of the man fishing. With his midsection, below the midsection.
The genitals.
Catching fish. So the question we had yesterday was, is the fish catching the man, or is the man catching the fish?
I did not ask that.
She did ask that.
I did not.
I'm assuming she did.
Okay.
So anyways, with that lovely story, we will leave you guys from Rome. Ciao. Grazie.
Ciao.
Prego. Those are three
the
words
only words
learned.
We know.
Ciao. How's it going? Hey, grazie. Thank you.
I'm
prego,
part of myself.
Through. Okay.
I heard them call our number for food today, and I actually heard the number.
Oje do vor. 84.
And well, numbers have always been hard for me, even in Spanish. So I was like, look at me.
Look at you, Italia girl.
Look at me.
One other thing we learned is they like to say, it's okay.
Everything is okay.
So
it's okay.
And like at the restaurants, it'd be like, it's okay.
But like, it means a lot of different things. It means, can I take this from you? Did you like it? You done? It means a lot of different things. So I just give the thumbs up, I think. But then, I know you're trying to wrap this up, but like, you know, like,
I'm not trying to wrap it up. I just realized I've been getting weird. past couple months.
It has been getting weird. It's getting cold too, but like the thumbs up like means like don't like in the Coliseum with the gladiators.
That means don't kill them.
So then I'm like, oh shoot, am I like,
here's what
I'm not
say.
Trying to murk nobody.
It's okay, you should be like, it's okay. And just cut the neck. And then they got to cut you. We'll have more Roman episodes, but not from Rome, sadly. But maybe sometime soon we'll come back to Rome. And not in Rome, we'll come back to Italy. We liked Minori better than Rome. But that's
Minori's great, but I think we will definitely be back. I loved it.
In the words of Schwarzenegger,
I'll be back.
Or Michael Scott, I'll be back.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. And I don't know if you can tell by my body language, but it's a little chilly out here. It's a little chilly. So we're going to take our wine and dash.
Ciao.
Wine and dash.
Grazie.